This is our bleak city. I want to thank, first of all, I want to thank God for giving the opportunity to stay healthy this year and to have such a fun year in a spring training, showing up and showing us the way. Give me a lot of thoughts. So I know that it was going to be in a special year. And when we start rolling, nobody never stopped the train. I want to thank my teammates, best teammates ever. You guys are legit. Nobody can ever hold us down. That's why we're here right now. We're in the World Series, the best teammates ever. I want to thank the best fans in baseball. Without you guys' support, I don't think we'll be where we are right now. You guys are the greatest of all time. So proud to play for this city.
Welcome back. Thought that was nice of David Ortiz, the World Series MVP, to tip his cap to the Cardinals fans. I assume that's who he was talking about when he said the best fans in the world. I can only imagine.
Look, no, he's talking about Hunter fans.
Boston's a close second.
Is he going to retire anytime soon?
I don't think
so. You didn't even get that, did you?
Hunter?
Yeah.
Hunter fans? I don't get it.
The fans that spin on the ceiling, you know?
That was too random for me.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah. It doesn't help when you have to explain it, does it?
No explanation needed there. All right, it's time to talk a little football. For those of you who are still interested in Razorback football, I know I am. Tonight I want to remind everybody, too, the Clint Conk Show from the draft in Conway. They actually have a new lunch menu, and they have added some new things, taken away some old things. They have kept the patty melt, which I'm a big fan of. I'll be there tonight from 7 to 8 with Clint Conk. Bears with a huge game on the road this weekend at Northwestern State. You can hear that game on our sister station, 106.7. It's a 7 o'clock kick. I hate late kicks.
Only two more of those, though.
Yep, we got a 7 o'clock kick this week, 7 o'clock at home next week,
and
a
the rest
huge
are,
game.
Yeah, and then the rest are 3 o'clock.
3-3.
3 o'clock games.
Two more.
Two no, more, 3.
3-3. 7-7-3-3.
Okay.
Never forget. all right, we go to, let's see, I guess we'll go like maybe over around this general vicinity here. Yeah, let's do that.
Can you smell what the zone is cooking? It's time for the Jim's Razorback Pizza Report.
Well, I mean, of course, I've been there and done it before. You know, those guys, a lot of them haven't. You know, really, we hadn't really talked about it. Just been focused on preparing, you know, and trying to give our guys the best chance of being successful.
Been there and done it before, Gus Malzahn says. By that, he means lose a football game in Fayetteville. He's done that. Whoopee. Hopefully, it's a nightmarish weekend for the Auburn Tigers, who have been off to an unbelievable start at 7-1. Very impressive. Pat on the back to Gus Malzahn and the job that they have done thus far. Edward Asha, by the way, of ESPN.com, joining us in mere moments as part of our Jim's Razorback Pizza Report. One of the big question marks this weekend, Nick Marshall, the starting quarterback for Auburn. He's a so-so thrower. He's a very good runner. He is a key cog in their offense that has been among the nation's best. In fact, fifth in the country in rushing offense at over 315 yards a game. Very impressive, but he is very much in doubt. The other quarterback is more of a thrower, less of a runner. Here is the latest on that, according to Gus Malzahn.
Well, it's still day-to-day. You know, he practiced yesterday, but, you know, we'll make a decision. Matter of fact, it could be a game-time decision. But as soon as we find out, you know, for sure, you know, that's when we'll make a decision. Well, he's a tough guy, I will tell you that. But, like I said, it's day-to-day, and we're hopeful.
Yes, I am sure he's hopeful. Without Marshall, I think it lessens significantly their chances of winning this week.
Well, the good news is that the spread is only 8. That's much better than in weeks past.
Is it down to 8?
Yeah.
It opened at 9.
We've got it at 8. That's what I got the score app.
I see.
Got it at 8.
Okay, well, it's 8.5 in the Democrat Gazette today. But, yeah, I mean, it is going down. So
yeah.
There are a lot of people believing in Arkansas this week. Here is Brett Bielema talking about Trey Flowers, and certainly if Arkansas will have a chance to win this week, the linebackers and the defensive line will have to play extremely well.
Well, it definitely flashes every time that Trey takes the field. He's a kid that plays with a tremendous upside, great motor. But, yeah, in this game in particular, you saw him strain, compete. I think the other thing that jumps out is, you know, he's a different player this year. He's got more power. more strength. He's got a little bit of a more pass rush, some things that involve. He's always been a powerful guy, but able to get off blocks. But he's brought a new element to the game that I think is going to continue to grow here through the next couple of weeks.
Again, we talked about it. Arkansas has a few intangibles working in its favor. You've got the week off that they had to prepare for Auburn. You have quarterback issues at Auburn as far as health goes. You have a home game. And anyway, hopefully things go well. I'm not very optimistic.
You look so optimistic.
But a lot of people are. A lot of people are optimistic, so we'll see. Brett Bielema talking about what they did during the bye week.
We played eight straight weeks to get a chance to get our legs back under us. There's obviously been some things that have broken down that prohibited us from having a win, but there's some positive things. Some kids playing their best football, continue to improve, and that's what we were looking for. Maybe a couple other guys that possibly they could give us something that we hadn't had yet on film, and those guys rose to the challenge. And really, with these next four remaining games, the games that we're locked into play, they're going to give us a good indicator as coaches what we have and what we need to recruit to and what we need to have for the future.
That is Brett Bielema. Arkansas in the midst of its most difficult season ever. I've not heard anybody make a compelling argument to the contrary.
Schedule, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is the hardest year they've had as far as that goes, especially when you consider the fact first-year coach, issues with injuries, in addition to the fact that they just don't have a ton of talent on campus. I mean, there have been some different sorts of problems, but the bottom line is they've never in the history of the school played five ranked teams in a row.
Yeah.
And with the Auburn game, they're about to do that.
Yeah.
They also have the 12th hardest schedule in November, so the rest of the schedule isn't that easy, despite the fact you look at Mississippi State.
Is that our only game that we really have a chance at?
Arkansas has a chance to win, I think, all four games. I really believe that. I may be in the minority. I'm not picking them to win the next few, but I think they'll have a chance. I'd be surprised if they're not very competitive in the next three games. And certainly you expect them to have a chance to win, in Little Rock against Mississippi State. And we talked about it. I think it's important. I think we all agree with that. It's good to finish well. You're not going to probably go to a bowl game, most likely, unless you can somehow manage 3 of 4. But you do
get it some confidence,
yeah.
At least. Bring some confidence to it. At least have some highlight to the end of the year,
We hope.
Yeah.
It would be nice to go out on a positive note, I guess, and have there's probably
something
too much made of that.
Next year.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to be significantly improved. It doesn't mean that everybody else isn't going to be better as well. Auburn is actually coming off a blowout victory over Florida Atlantic, oddly enough.
Oh, there you go.
And Florida Atlantic, we were talking about earlier, if you missed the story there, Carl Pelini.
Their token coach.
And their defensive coordinator, token coach. That's cute. Token. He's
coach.
Token, all right.
Yeah.
That's good. Carl Pelini, a 5-15 record. Christina pointed out, I think very astutely earlier, that if he was 15-5, they probably would not have canned him.
No.
Despite the fact that he was at an event where there was some weed being smoked. Thank you. So all involved thought it was in the best interest of the program that he resign, along with the defensive coordinator, Pete Rextis. So it is not going very well for them right now. They are they're miserable. And as you pointed out, too, we were talking about athletes in Florida. And there is certainly plenty to go around, but you see Florida State with a great season. Miami's undefeated. And by the way, we were looking at this too.
This is college, not professional.
Right.
Yeah.
But again, I mean, professional sports are different because you're getting guys from all over the place. It's not as much of a, they grew up here, they're going to come play here. It's not like that with the pros. But you also see Florida, other than the injury issues, I mean, they've obviously got some talent there. Florida Atlantic and Florida International and some of the other schools down there have certainly missed the boat on that. South Florida is horrific this year. Mm-hmm. It's amazing how far those teams have fallen in some cases and others that have just never quite achieved any
sort of
success.
Well, Florida International basketball, weren't they unbelievable this year? Wasn't it Florida?
Last year, yeah.
Yeah, last year.
Patino's kid, Richard, was the coach.
That's right.
And
they
did a good job.
But did they make it to Sweet 16? Or did they make it to the Elite Eight?
No, I don't think, no.
I think so.
I think they didn't, but maybe. I'll
they may have. I remember them being the Cinderella story that year.
They were a big surprise.
Yeah.
I don't remember that. They didn't even win the conference last year, I don't think.
I don't know. I promise it was a couple of years ago. It was 2 years ago. I think that they made it to the Elite Eight.
I remember.
There's basketball fans out there. Call us.
Lost to Western last year in the final of the Sun Belt, if I remember correctly. I was there. I don't remember. I do remember Rick Pitino was in town to watch, which was pretty cool. Speaking of basketball, Arkansas single game tickets for the non-conference schedule are now available. Available first to Razorback Foundation members, then season ticket holders, and finally the general public. A full listing of sale dates is, well, I guess the Razorback Foundation members already are on it. Season ticket holders who are not Foundation members can get their tickets today, and then they go on sale for the general public tomorrow.
It was Florida Gulf Coast, and they went to the Sweet 16.
Florida Gulf Coast was very impressive last year.
Yeah,
but Florida International, I believe, made the final last year, which was surprising to most, and then lost to Western Kentucky in the Sun Belt Final, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
And obviously, I don't remember at all, so I don't know how I could possibly remember correctly. Sully says, yes, thinking of Florida Gulf Coast. And there was Dunk City. It was great stuff. That was a lot of fun last year. Bear fan of Conway says, Justin, the draft has a UCA football game party scheduled for 3 o'clock Saturday. Has the game been moved up?
No.
Apparently, they want you to get really good and warmed up before the game kicks off. I guess it's a televised game.
5 o'clock, right?
7
Is it televised? Televised or fised?
Well, it's probably at least the ESPN 3 game. We'll double check that.
Yeah, I like it when it's on ESPN.
Are you talking about the Arkansas game?
No, I'm talking about
UCA. Oh, UCA game. Oh, okay. I thought the Arkansas game was a 5 o'clock game.
Arkansas is a 5 o'clock game. That's correct. Ken says, Justin, when we were in college, three guys and myself dressed up in togas and went trick-or-treating. We went with the trick or beer slogan. Got a case of beer that night. That's pretty good. That's thinking outside the box. I'm glad it worked out. Billy the Kid, we were talking about bad costumes earlier. Justin, it's too funny about your costume. My mom made me a Robin Hood outfit out of green trash bags. Even the hat. That's pretty funny.
That's actually pretty good.
I'd have to see it. I'd have to see how good or not good it was. Chris says, Justin, if you don't think Holly Saunders would greatly enhance the viewership of a long drive contest, you need to give up your man card. I'm not arguing that she wouldn't enhance it. I'm saying that's not enough for me to tune in. That's just me. Christina tuned in. Maybe you got a thing for Holly Saunders. I don't know. You guys are pals?
She's hot. I mean, we're friends. We tweet a little back and forth.
Yeah. Think she's pretty hot?
I think she's hot. What am I, like, blind? Hello? Yeah, she's hot.
What's your best feature?
Yeah, what do you like about her?
Oh,
hey, Jake.
Y'all are wrong. Jake, what's up?
Jake,
come on, Jake. Get in here.
So many button bar options today. So many items. It's good. Jake gave
Jake's
up.
Out. Jake, he was going to break the tension, Jake. Come
Jake,
on.
You're done. Boy, Wally Hall thinking about Christina and Holly Saunders hanging out together. Yeah. Well, I hope that's Edward Ashoff. We need to clean things
up.
No,
but the UCA game is on ESPN3.
There you go.
So I'll be streaming it on my Kindle Fire.
Yeah, you will. While we're free plug, Kindle.
Yeah.
Send my boy Matty T a check.
I guess I didn't have to be device specific.
I don't pay attention, I guess, to the TV as much as I should because I'm always doing the game on the radio.
You could be watching it on your phone, though, too.
I can guarantee you.
And use up your data.
You can hear the game on 106.7.
Heartbeat.
Yes, the heartbeat.
It's not the heartbeat. It's just heartbeat.
I actually have that app.
And that's my
specifically
iPhone.
To listen to that game.
Thanks. Carrie says, I'm going to dress up in a blazer, glasses, and one sock and walk around with a picture of Alyssa Milano. I'll be Wally Hall tonight. That's cute. I see you working.
I saw Alyssa Milano 2 years ago at Christmas. She was pregnant.
You think she's hot?
She wasn't really that hot.
Really?
Did she carry her baby weight well? I asked the hard-hitting questions.
You did ask the hard-hitting questions, and I'll give you the bad response. It wasn't unbelievable. I've seen better. But she's very short, so it just, you know.
She's like 5'2".
Yeah, she's extremely short.
Matt Stell was like 5'2". Amateur.
Even Nathan actually pointed it out. Nathan was like, that's Alyssa Milano. And
where'd
she's
you
pregnant.
See her?
When we went on vacation a couple of years ago.
She was out there hanging out?
She was out there hanging out.
Bikini? She got bikini?
No, she had her like walking clothes on. We were running, and she was walking like literally right beside us. And Nathan, like, we sped up a little bit. Nathan's like, that's Alyssa Milano. I think she's pregnant. It was before she came out that she was pregnant.
She's got two kids now, or a kid now. It's 2 years old.
Yeah, that's what I said. 2 years ago at Christmas.
Yeah. How many dumb Who's the Boss comments do you think she's gotten over her life?
I almost came back with the theme music, and I was like, I'm not going
to do it. I was going to ask a legitimate question about whether they would ever do a reunion. I think people would tune in for that.
Oh, for sure they
Tony
would.
Tony Danza was in that Don John movie.
Did you see that?
I saw it. No, it wasn't good. His little role was good, though.
It got high reviews, like on that, you know, Rotten Tomatoes app.
I'd say watch it if it's on, you know, HBO or something.
It got like 80% on the Rotten Tomatoes, and I even had to look to see what it was. And I mean, I don't know if I'm into like
that kind of stuff,
that kind of porny stuff, but I'm out. It's porny.
He has a porn addiction.
Who?
Yeah.
Oh, the movie.
Yeah.
In the movie.
Edward says, hey, man, every time you guys call, my phone messes up. I've been having problems turning it off and on.
Well, at least he responded.
Well, we got to get Edward to phone school so we can learn how to turn his phone off and on. Apparently, it's quite a challenge.
Maybe get
for
him a walkie-talkie.
We were talking about Halloween and mishaps, and a North Dakota woman stated her intentions to take childhood obesity into her own hands during a recent radio interview. She has decided to give a letter instead of candy to Halloween trick-or-treaters that she feels are moderately obese.
No, she's not.
I just want to send a message to the parents of kids that are really overweight. I think it's really irresponsible of parents to send them out looking for free candy just because all the other kids are doing it. Look, I don't believe in...
It is not your business to tell a child that he is or she is fat.
I agree. The other thing is, there are certain times where you have to let it go. You have to give them a pass. Like, when I go to the grocery store and I buy ice cream, I'm not buying fat-free ice cream. I'm not even buying low-fat ice cream or sugar-free ice cream or anything else. There are certain things in this life that are indulgences.
Buy
one of those things, I don't care about that. One
individual.
Of the things, that's not the point. The point is, one of the indulgences in life is Halloween. You got to let kids eat all the candy and crap that they shouldn't get to eat the rest of the year. This is the one time where you get a pass, whether they're fat, skinny, or otherwise.
Do you know I have a lot of girlfriends now? You know what they give out? Play-Doh.
Losers.
What? That's a cool gift. Like, that's
stupid.
Cool. No, it's not.
Idiots.
That's cool.
That's
Tell me how many kids wouldn't want to, like, get a small thing of Play-Doh or, like, a little, like,
that's dumb.
Something that's a neat thing that's not candy.
Jiminy Christmas. Can't we just leave traditions alone for once? Can't we do anything the same way over and over again just because it's been done that way?
I think it's cool. Like, I'm not saying give out a friggin' toothbrush, but I'm telling you, like, give out a Play-Doh. I think that's cool.
Changing the tradition of the Redskins nickname in Washington is an idea whose time has come. Changing giving out candy on Halloween or giving stupid letters instead of candy or
letters
Play-Doh for
that
stupid. Matter.
Play-Doh's is cool.
Play-Doh's not the worst, but it's terrible. I had a guy give me an
it's
apple
too
one
salty.
Time.
It's
dumb.
It's too
exactly.
salty.
It tastes exactly like my boogers. I'm not eating it. One day my dad came home and there were two apples in the garbage can. And he said, hey, kids, come in here. Why are there two apples in the garbage? Because we got them on Halloween. And he's like, and he takes them out and washes them off. I'm like, Dad, come on, man.
You're never supposed to give out things that aren't, like, wrapped. Did your parents not go through your stuff and throw out the stuff that's not wrapped?
Once he realized it was from the Halloween guy, I don't think we ended up eating him, but he's like.
My parents always put razor blades into my candy.
It's good. It didn't work. Joke's on you, Mom. I just ate 9 razor blades and a whole bunch of
I don't have a tongue anymore,
exactly.
But.
Nine, Mom. Yeah, that would suck. I don't even know how you would get a razor blade into an apple. That whole
thing
is crazy.
That can't be true. I think that's a
I guess if you cut it right down the middle and then glued it back together with a razor blade.
Yeah, nobody's going to notice that. Yeah. A Snicker bar with a with glue on the
side. Is this Hershey ticking?
Do you know what Ella said the other day? For people who show up at her house that don't wear costumes, she's going to give them candy without wrappers. So she's going to unwrap the Snickers bar and be like, here you go. No wrapper, no costume. I think that's actually hilarious
that's
and
cool.
awesome.
I'll take a bite out of it.
That's great.
First.
Well, I'm sure that they're going to throw eggs with no
exactly.
shells at our house. That'll be fine. It's all going to work out just great.
Hope she enjoys.
Everybody's going to be fine.
Getting toilet paper out of her trees.
It was funny.
All right. Apparently, Edward's phone issues are such that we cannot get him on today, which is much to my chagrin because I have a lot of things I need to talk about.
Back to what a caller asked earlier. If the first Halloween costumes were not available in stores before the 1930s.
Okay.
So they were, he said he didn't remember
40s.
Them in the 40s, but they've been around that
long.
Well,
maybe he's from a place where they're a little behind the times. That's okay. Nothing wrong with that. Hey, when we come back, Christine and I got in this debate last week about things that were far more important than whether or not it's okay to give out Play-Doh on Halloween. We were talking last week about burgers, and I said, you know, I've had burgers with peanut butter, and I've been talking about this forever. And most people, when I say they're like, ew. In fact, what did RJ do in the hall when I mentioned it?
Gross. I'm going to be sick.
He goes, well, if I throw up when I try this, it's on you, man. I'm like, well, I'm willing to live with that. And then Christina was talking about how white vinegar and pepper on fries is good. And
that
like,
has to be disgusting.
I've only had malt vinegar on fries, and it is really good.
Yeah, my brother just had it. We actually went out for lunch, and I told him. I was like, oh, we're going to do that on the bus on Friday. He's like, yeah, well, how else do you eat them? I was like, I know. That's what I'm telling you. White
ketchup.
Vinegar.
No, you Canadians are a higher class of people.
We are.
Put maple syrup on them.
Speaking of being behind the times, they drown them in mayonnaise, too. Nobody's perfect. Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
I don't know.
Hey, you guys were talking about the razor blade and the apple. Do you remember the original Halloween movie with Jamie Lee Curtis? Had a kid in the emergency room with a razor blade stuck between his teeth.
No.
They were adding to the rumor and innuendo. So.
I don't remember that. Yeah, I think that's that's an old
wives'
tale
sure,
or an urban legend, if you prefer.
When I was a kid, that was well known.
They did that. They added two. You know, everybody was like, oh, wow, look at that. So, anyway.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. I'll have to see that. It's been a long time since I've seen the original.
They had both the original on one channel last night and then the Rob Zombie remake on another last night.
So I'm going to bring Headband and our intern and RJ in here to try this peanut butter on the burger thing. I'm going to have to go reheat these.
Anybody
I
want
to thank, what?
No, go ahead.
And us, too, yes, yeah. Of course. I do want to thank Nan up at Wendy's for providing us the burgers and fries for us to then ruin with vinegar and peanut butter, potentially. But anyway, I do appreciate her. And regardless of the outcome today, I do want to say that they're quite delicious.
Wendy's is fantastic.
Yeah, the way that they're normally delivered
to you. I like the new commercials, too, with the new...
She's cutie pie.
Oh, my God, is she? Or not?
Whoa. Hey, Wally, easy over there. Goodness gracious. You can eat that burger? No, but please tell me that's all you're going to do with it. Goodness. It's uncomfortable. I'll say this, if you're going to be out walking around with your children tonight, all over Tarnation, which I don't even know where that is, you need to go by Ideal Feet first if you have foot pain.
It's next to 10 buck too.
Yes, it is. It's just down from PFE. Anyway, Ideal Feet's very easy to find. Actually, I know exactly where that is.